Good morning. It is a Monday, and that means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
I'm going to read some headlines. There's a lot of news in your columns today. You give us the lowdown. Klein wraps maybe Dem plans kiss of death.
Yeah, it was already a fragile agreement to have the fractured Senate Democrats, state Senate Democrats, reunify. And now the sexual harassment allegation charge against independent Democratic conference leader Jeff Klein could torpedo the deal, some are saying, that the mainline Democrats are not going to want someone with a sexual harassment allegation hanging over them as a co-leader of the chamber. On the flip side, the independent Democrats are livid. They think that the mainline Dems are behind the allegation to begin with.
So, with the issue on the table of sexual harassment with Klein and your column on the reunification maybe not happening, weren't we already hearing that that wouldn't happen until the end of session anyway?
Well, the Senate Democrats were saying it has to happen by the end of session or the deal is off. There's supposedly going to be a special election. There's two open seats. If the Democrats win both, part of the deal, which was pushed by allies to the governor and agreed to by both sides, the deal is that they would reunify. But now that's looking pretty iffy. If it doesn't, you could expect primaries against IDC members, which you could already expect, but they could be backed by the mainline Senate Democrats.
Well, we heard about the summer of hell, the transportation nightmares in New York City. I see in your exclusive column today that there is a new idea from a Republican candidate for governor from Erie County to use what?
Joel Giambra, who says that the subway system has gone to pot, now wants to legalize marijuana to help pay for the upgrades, the system upgrades. He says that it would bring in billions of dollars that should be dedicated to improving mass transit downstate and roads and bridges across the state.
There is apparently a candidate, according to an item you've written, on a Republican's Democratic son mulling an election run.
Yeah, Jeremy Saland, who's a Democrat. He's the son of former state senator Stephen Saland from the Hudson Valley. What makes this interesting is Stephen Saland was only one of four Republicans in 2011 who voted in favor of legalizing same-sex marriage. As a result, a year later, he lost his seat. All four Republicans who voted for it are no longer in office. But his son, Stephen, who is a Democrat and a town councilman in Newcastle in Westchester County, says he's seriously considering a run for state Senate.
What about this endorsement I'm hearing about?
Yeah, the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union, which has been an ally of Governor Cuomo, came out early with an endorsement for his reelection for a third term. But the reason behind it is interesting. The union president, Stuart Applebaum, said that he wanted to send a message to progressive groups that instead of focusing on a potential primary challenge to Cuomo, they should instead be focusing and united on trying to win back the House of Representatives and also the state Senate for the Democrats.
Well, I saw that the governor is going to declare $31 million in his campaign treasury tomorrow. Your thoughts as we go forward toward reelection in a rumored 2020 bid?
Look, $31 million is an impressive haul, and certainly with Republican Harry Wilson, who is a multimillionaire who was promising to spend maybe up to $10 million of his own money, with Wilson deciding not to run, it certainly presents a challenge for the Republicans to be able to get their message out, because none of the candidates who are out there so far as possibilities have close to that kind of money.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, joins us. NYDailyNews.com to read more. Of course, we'll have this up on our website as well at WAMC.org. Ken, thanks as always.
Anytime. Be well.